and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
It is radio day.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't really know, but I felt like I started like that. Good morning, Kelly. How are you today?
Yeah, I don't have a radio voice. I can't even pretend.
No, pretend like you want to pretend. Like if you thought you were supposed to have a radio voice.
Hey, I don't even know. I can't do it.
It's easier to do a guy voice, I think.
You and David the Barrel Boy are good at doing
that. Hey, everybody, what's happening? We're just going to be hanging out today.
Yeah.
David does that all day in his afternoon shift.
Oh.
Shots fired.
He's asleep. It's okay.
Yeah. Did you see how pretty the sky was this morning?
Have
you not looked out?
I went outside, but I don't think I looked up.
That's real freaking dangerous.
It was freezing. I don't think I looked up at the sky.
Well, I'm not saying did you look at the moon. I'm saying did you look straight forward?
Well, I'm kind of on a hill.
What is happening?
Just keep going. What?
As the sun is coming up, mm-hmm. and you really can't even tell from here. I was able to see it when I was outside. It's like the orange and the pinks of the sky, but it's separating. It's like the top part is still dark, but you can see where it's coming up and it's real orange and pink and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, now I want to be one of those guys who just takes a picture.
You should have.
Because you know how people do that. Like nobody's seen the sky before.
Right. But sometimes you just get caught up in the moment.
I know. It's like when you post your food and you think people are going to be so excited because you posted a sandwich.
I've never posted a sandwich.
I think I've posted food before. I have a standing text with Dan Reeves of Journey Campus that anytime I go to eat Oriental Express, I send him a picture of my food.
Wow.
And that's really the only communication we have.
Oh, well, at least y'all keep in touch.
Isn't that silly? I'll go for weeks and not say anything. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, look what I'm eating today.
Yeah.
Spicy pork. So there you go. That's my recommendation. It's pretty good.
Okay.
All right. On this day on K-Fine in 2015, it was 4 years ago today, the number one song in the country was a smash hit from Sam Hunt.
I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't going to waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time.
You were just saying the other day, where is Sam?
Yeah. Instead of where is Waldo, where is Sam Hunt?
What happened?
Maybe he's working on some new music.
Well, we heard that he was going to be doing that. Yeah. I saw that he was on vacation with Gronk from the Patriots.
Oh, that's right.
Rob Gronkowski. Mm-hmm. They were doing like some type of family vacation.
Buddies.
Yeah, but it's wild. I mean, the girls are there too.
Yeah.
He got married, right?
Yes.
You think she's keeping him away from music for a minute?
I don't know.
Number one on this day, 2015. Sam Hunt, Take Your Time.
Away, but you're still here. And I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't want to steal your covers. I just want to take your time.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly was saying a few minutes ago that there's a big transformational moment happening today.
Yes, and it's not actually for me, but for my stepdaughter. She is getting her braces off today. And it's a huge, huge ordeal for her.
She's 15. How long has she had them?
I'm wanting to say maybe 3 years altogether.
Oh, wow.
You know? Now, my son is upset because he's 16 and still has his, and his sister's getting hers off before him. But it's huge today. So she was going to get to sleep in, and I think it's like around 9 o'clock. She's getting them taken off.
That's
so she's
awesome.
All excited.
So is it normal to wear them for that long, like 3 years?
Yeah, it just kind of depends on who it is.
In hindsight, because back then I didn't want to have them, right? I didn't want braces. But back when we were in school, like they were a lot different.
I had them for like 4.5, 5 years because we kept moving at the time that I had them. And so each orthodontist would be like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's go one more year, whatever.
Really?
And then we would move and then we'd get a second opinion and whatever. So I had them on forever.
Walk me through the process. Like you go in there, like if you go in for a checkup, do they take them off and then put them back on or do they just keep them on?
No. They take the wire off, and then they can kind of clean and go through, and then they re-put the wire on. And there's all different kinds. Like, it's so much different than when we were younger.
Because I just picture, like, the silver ones or whatever.
No, there's a million different things you can do. Now they have team colors. They have, you know, all different kinds of brackets you can put on your instead of just, like, the square ones. There's footballs and basketballs, and it's all different kinds of stuff.
So, like, if I wanted to go, like, let's say I was a fan of the Green Bay Packers.
You can get like green, yellow rubber bands, yeah.
Oh, rubber bands.
Yeah, they're kind of like brackets. They put bands on the brackets.
And they stick them to your teeth?
Mm-hmm. They glue them.
I don't know if Kai's going to have them or not. Me and Leslie, neither of us did those.
Yeah.
I think her sister did.
There's different kinds of braces, too. Some people can get them on the back of your teeth.
I want that. Can I get that?
You're going to get braces?
I want braces.
You have straight teeth.
No, I don't.
Smile.
You
have a good smile.
Now that I say it. But I want it to be perfect. Because I see so many people now, and celebrities, and that's one thing if it's all celebrities have perfect teeth because, you know, they're millionaires or whatever. But I see just normal people, like, with perfect teeth, and now I start to pay attention to it.
Can you name one?
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
That's weird.
So your teeth look great. I just don't get it.
No, I want perfect straight teeth. I want my teeth to basically look fake.
Well.
Because I think that's a thing now. We all are going in and we want our teeth to be fake. Like in the old days, you didn't want your teeth to look like they were dentures. Now I want them to look like dentures.
Really, really big, like just huge. Like, so your whole face is your smile.
And I can't remember how old she was, but Taylor Swift either had her teeth done or she lost quite a bit of weight because for a minute there, her teeth, it changed her whole face.
Maybe she got some veneers or something and made them just bigger and wider. And
I don't know if I need veneers or if I just want them to put braces on.
Or just take out all of your teeth and give you dentures.
That would be fine as well.
Because then your teeth would be perfect.
If I knew they wouldn't fall out when I was talking. Because in the old days, that would happen too. Somebody would be talking and their teeth would just drop.
Right.
And it'd freak me out.
And it'd be on America's Funniest Videos for some reason. We'd see it.
I remember my grandmother coming in when the last time she was in town, and she's had dentures for years, right? And she took her teeth out and showed them to Kai. He wanted to play with them. He actually wanted to try to wear them at one point.
Can I try to put those in?
Am I too old to get braces?
No, but I still, that's ridiculous because you have a good smile.
No, I want them perfect. I want them to be perfect.
You wear me out.
Like piano keys.
That's weird.
I want it to be that ivory as well. If somebody could reach out to my dentist and tell him I want braces, if I could get that scheduled by about 11 o'clock today.
I don't think that's how it works, but good luck.
Okay, I'm going to work on that.
Mm-hmm. Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Alex Trebek. So he's 78 years old, and he's hosted Jeopardy now for 35 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? But he posted a video message yesterday sharing the news that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So he begins by telling everybody that he wanted to keep up his longtime policy of being open and honest with his, basically, Jeopardy fan base.
True.
And he wanted to be the one that tell people the news because he didn't want other news sources getting it, maybe not getting the facts straight or maybe not having the whole story. And in the message, he admits that normally the prognosis for pancreatic cancer is not very encouraging and it has a low survival rate, but he's going to fight it and he's going to keep working. Here's a small clip of what he said.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me, keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, so he's obviously has a good attitude about it and that kind of thing. But the video's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Taylor Swift, where she's featured in the new issue of Elle Magazine, where we learn 30 things about Taylor Swift that we might not already know. One of the things she talks about is how back in the day, and she doesn't do this anymore, for eyeliner, she used to use a Sharpie.
No.
Because the Sharpie wouldn't just rub off real fast. So she says she doesn't recommend doing that. She also talks about how after the issues in Manchester during the Ariana Grande concert and in Las Vegas with the concert fatalities there, that she was really nervous about touring. She wasn't really sure how to do that and how she wanted to feel safe with that. She had to beef up security. That's one of the things she talks about in Elle Magazine. And she also reveals that her mother, Andrea, is once again battling cancer. So all of that is featured in the newest issue of Elle magazine featuring Taylor Swift.
Got your gossip on Lady Gaga. So it seems like no one is going to be happy until Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper are together as a couple.
Right.
But it probably is not going to happen. Sources say that Bradley is ready to move on from the whole hype of A Star Is Born now that the award season is over.
Right.
But apparently Lady Gaga is having a harder time letting go of everything because she's felt everything so deeply. So nobody's saying that it's like this physical thing, but who knows? You know, she did break up with her fiance during the hype of A Star Is Born. So just so you know, Bradley is still with his longtime girlfriend, Irina, who Brandon likes to Google. And his friends say that he's not worried, that she's not worried at all either because it's a non-issue. So Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, guys, it's not going to happen.
If you haven't heard, Kelly and I try Shallow. And many people think it's the best version yet, the best live
version. We've had so many calls.
It's up on our social media. Brandon on KFIN, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find it there.
Kelly on KFIN.
And it's also at Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio. And of course, every morning on KFIN, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm working on my Throwback Thursday. And I think what I'm going to use today is a photo from probably about 1999.
Oh.
So a 20-year-old photo.
That'll be fun.
I want you to see if you think I've aged very much in 20 years.
You haven't changed a bit, Brandon.
You sound like you're lying.
No.
Were you being serious?
Yes.
You really think that?
Mm-hmm.
You're lying. I get
that. I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a bunch of people were at a Taco Bell in Philadelphia, and they were complaining that they had to wait like 45 minutes for their food,
which
is a long time. And I'm not sure what the holdup was, but they were angry. They were mad. They were upset. Yeah. Well, right around then, a 38-year-old guy named Brian walked in with his girlfriend. Now, it's not clear if Brian was one of the people who complained or not, but employees must have thought so because about 12 people jumped on him. Employees.
What?
Hopped over the counter and started attacking him.
Not true.
He tried to run away, but they chased him outside. They put him in a headlock and kept pounding him. And they even attacked his girlfriend.
No, they did not.
Brian's friend even got it on video. All the employees involved have been fired, and the rest of the staff is going through additional training.
Wow, that's crazy.
So Brian says Taco Bell has been slow to respond, and all the owner offered him was a $20 gift card to make up for it. So he's planning to press charges, and I assume that there's probably a lawsuit in the works.
But you realize 20 bucks at Taco Bell can go a long way.
Like 20 items. But Brandon, speaking of fast food, how do you make a hamburger laugh?
Oh gosh, I have no idea, Kelly.
You pickle it. You know, like tickle, but pickle it.
I'm going to hit my head on something. I'm not sure.
We love pickles.
Where can I get my head?
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the ACM Awards are coming up next month, and we now know who is getting the ACM Dick Clark Artist of the Decade Award. Congratulations to Jason Aldean.
It ain't nothing but a review town. Broken hearts and rusted plows. Roots rip right up out of the ground. Never thought I'd ever leave it.
It's pretty cool because there's only six other artists who have ever received this award. Marty Robbins in the 60s, Loretta Lynn in the 70s, Alabama in the 80s, Garth in the 90s, George Straits received it, and now Jason Aldean. The award show happens on April the 7th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. It's the ACM Awards.
So every once in a while, there's a song that comes out that divides people. Some people just love it, and they've got just this huge fan base, and then other people, not so much. So do you remember that song, Red Solo Cup?
Yeah.
Red Solo Cup.
Actually, I have it. You mean to play
it?
Yeah. Because it's a Toby Keith song.
Yes.
It's right here.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup.
Anyway, like I said, some people loved it and some people were like, oh my gosh, if I hear that song again.
Yeah.
Well, there's another song out by a different group, Florida Georgia Line, and it's called Swerve. And it's kind of the next song that I think might divide people.
Really?
Here's what it sounds like.
Yeah, making me swerve.
Hey girl, what's your name? You must get it from your mama. Does your daddy let you date with all them curves? Hold on, yeah, where you learn to dance? Yeah, I'm gonna two-step up to you with that booty and them pants. Where you rolling in that body? Feel like I'm in a Bugatti, and I know I'm about to lose control. You're making me swerve.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different. So I'm sure that there's people that are going to like it.
Yeah.
But according to some of the posts that people have made, there's not a lot of people that do.
Oh, no.
There's
what are they saying?
There's some haters out there.
Read some.
Okay.
I just want to hear what they say. You feel bad about reading them.
Yeah,
it's
I do.
It's not you saying it.
Okay. It may be the worst song they've ever put out. I feel physically ill.
Stop.
And if they ever release it as a single, I will personally drive over to where they live and slap them repeatedly.
That's so dumb.
So anyway, there's a new Florida Georgia Line song.
So Lindsay L., we told you last week, I guess, that she had gone in to have an operation done. She had, gone in for her regular annual visit, mm-hmm. and the doctors found something that wasn't cancerous, but it was precancerous, and it could lead to that. And they said, hey, let's just go ahead and take care of this. So Lindsay documented that on her vlog, What the L. And the reason she did that is because basically she believes that all people should know about their health.
Yeah.
She felt that she was healthy. She works out every day, eats clean, and there was still stuff going on in her body that she wasn't aware of. This is a part of her vlog. Again, this is Lindsay L.
I made this vlog purely for the incentive to try to encourage you guys to go to the doctor. I mean, even if your body feels fine and you think you are healthy, you never know what's really going on. And just getting an annual checkup could be the difference to saving your life and catching something early.
And that's what she was able to do. Yeah. But it's pretty neat. She documents the whole thing about being nervous before she goes in. So this is after mm-hmm. she got home, after it was taken care of. So Lindsay L. encourages people to go out there and get those regular checkups. Lindsay L.'s featured in the new Brantley Gilbert song, which I've been singing for days now. Mm-hmm. It's called What Happens in a Small Town.
Because what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every main road we've ever gone down. Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile.
It's an Arkansas song.
That's what happens in a small town. Stays in a small town.
It does, right? You can check out Lindsay's blog on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, Kelly,
mm-hmm.
have you succeeded as of yet?
I was going to put a couple more hashtags, but I think I am about to post it. But it's probably the most embarrassing blackmail type picture I could ever post of myself.
Why?
It's back in college.
Were you at a party?
No, I was just in my dorm room being silly.
Are you covered?
Well enough. Okay. It's nothing like that.
Okay.
It's just extremely, I was very silly at one point in my life.
You were a jokester.
Yeah, I was a jokester. So.
And you kind of still are.
Yes, but I haven't.
Physical humor.
Yes.
Body humor.
Yes.
You find humor in the body.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I am probably going to post it within, let's say.
Just hit post.
3 minutes.
Post it now. Just hit post.
Okay.
Just do it.
Okay.
Mine is up as well.
I'm looking to see if
just
I have.
Just do it.
I'm nervous.
Because I have something else I want to bring up real
My
quick.
Mom's going to see this.
It, block her.
No. Brandon.
Just for today.
Okay. I'm sharing. And it's going to my Facebook page, which is Kelly Brooke Perry. And it's also going to Instagram, which is Kelly on KFine.
All right.
Oh, gosh. I cannot believe I just posted it.
Is it up? Let me see if it's up. Mine's up, too. Mine is up. Wow. That is what?
I don't really know what I was doing. I think I was just getting props.
What is it?
I don't really have an explanation.
Can you explain?
No,
I want to look at a couple of things.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to explain it.
First of all,
some things are just better not explained.
You have dark hair.
Well, that's my real color, Brandon.
You have a headband on like you're Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Is that a Mickey Mouse blanket?
Yeah, although it was not mine. It was my...
Liar.
It wasn't. Her name's Emily.
Liar.
And we could call her and she
lie,
would...
Lie.
The whole room was Mickey Mouse. This was in college.
This isn't your room?
In dorm room. No, that was like...
What college did y'all go to that you thought it was cool to have a Mickey Mouse blanket? You don't want to say?
Well, I was only there for a couple of years.
Did you get kicked out?
No, I didn't get kicked out for the picture that I just posted.
What are you doing here with a, is that a skirt or a short?
No, it's shorts. I don't know. The answer is I don't know.
What is happening? Do you have a whistle tucked into your shorts?
I'm not sure what I was doing. But the thing is, I was completely sober. Just letting
There's
you know.
There's no way.
100%.
So I remember when I was young, my Nana, who's now 96, she would always talk about Michael Jackson because I was a fan of Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And she would always ask, why does he have to do that? Why does he have to do that?
The grab.
It appears that you are emulating Michael Jackson.
Maybe there was some Michael Jackson playing in the background. Maybe. I don't remember that part.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to screenshot this.
What? There's no reason to screenshot.
And I'm going to show you that I have it now in my gallery because here's what I think is going to happen. I think at some point you are going to decide you don't want this to be up there. And I am going to have
later
it.
Later today when I get home and my husband's like, Kelly.
Or Kurt when he sees it.
No, yeah, my kids are going to die.
So it's up. Our Throwback Thursday stuff. Kelly as Michael Jackson, Olivia Newton-John, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. There are so many issues with her photo. I cannot even name them all. It's up on her social, which is Kelly on KFIN. Mine is a photo from 99, myself and someone that, a coworker thought was a male and it's not a male. So it's up.
Honest mistake.
Brandon on KFIN as well. Throwback Thursday. It's also National Cereal Day, and I brought something for you to try.
Okay, what?
I don't want to tell you what it is. I want you to do a blind taste test coming up.
Okay.
All right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You would think that if you do a favor for a friend, that a friend would say thank you or be nice and not complain after a favor has been done, but you walked out here complaining.
What are you talking about? What?
Oh, I forgot to charge my phone overnight, and my phone's about to die. I wish I had a charger.
Well, and then you tell me you have a charger in your office, but when I go to get said charger, it looks like it's the first charger that was ever made. Because it was, wasn't it?
Because you are complaining about it. I got that when I had an iPhone 2.
It's frazzled. I couldn't even plug it in without getting electrocuted. I almost was electrocuted. I had to wear some specific kinds of gloves.
Non-electrocution gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the end is a little bit frayed.
But a little bit?
It still works.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I do want to give you a heads up on that charger, just one thing. If there is a weird current that comes through the wall because of the way it's frayed at the end, I've lost 2 iPhones because of that charger. But
you
I don't
are
think,
a liar.
But I don't think it'll happen.
No. You're an idiot. I'm not listening to you.
What if it does, though?
Then you're going to be buying me another phone.
No, I can't buy myself another phone.
You told me that the GM would buy me another phone if it happened.
Yes, he's rich.
Oh.
He's progressed much further in his life than I am.
He's walking over here right now.
No, he's not.
No. Oh, he's under the desk. He'll never find you.
I'm just thinking if I hide, he'll just walk by.
Yeah.
That's what happens. For those of you who have never walked into our building, have never had access to come in or whatever for an interview, basically Kelly can see people before I can.
Yes.
So I can just hide.
So a lot of times if you come in here and Brandon's not here, oh, he's hiding right now.
I saw somebody. Hey, today is National Cereal Day, right? And I brought a cereal. I brought this blindfold. If you would put this on.
Hang on. I'm not going to be
I'm
blindfolded.
I'm going to do a blind taste test.
I'll close my eyes.
No, I don't believe
you. You have a thing with the blindfold taste testing.
Oh, where is that blindfold? The one we had Raven Gates use.
Okay, well, I think it accidentally got thrown away.
Well, please.
Or maybe David took it home. I don't know.
Why would he take it home?
I don't know. It's David.
That's weird. Just put this on real quick.
I'm not putting anything on. I will close my eyes.
Okay, I want you to do a blind taste test of this cereal here. I have it in an unmarked box.
Are you just going to give me a handful or what?
Actually, the box is very marked. That's why I don't want you to see it.
Oh, okay.
Will you do this? Blind taste test.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes right now.
Hang on.
You're not going to put it in my mouth, are you? I'd rather you just give it to me right here. Put it in my hand. Come on. What kind of cereal is it? Or am I just trying it? Okay, I'm waiting.
Can
All right.
smell it?
You mean yeah, to put it in your actually.
Hand? I'll put it in your hand.
Okay.
All right. Is it bad if I reach into... Close your eyes.
Okay. Oh. All right. Just spilled everywhere.
That's okay. Great. Okay.
All right.
Eyes closed.
Okay.
I want a mouthful of it.
All right. Hang on.
Full mouth.
Oh, Brendan, what is this? What is it?
Just eat it. Do you like it?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't like it?
What is it?
I liked it. It's the Sour Patch Kids cereal.
Oh, that it smells. It tastes like sour milk.
Does it?
Yes. Did you do something else to these?
I pre-soaked them.
I bet you did.
These are pre-soaked cereals.
But it's dry and sour. It's
no,
weird.
But it says on the box, sour than sweet. So I bought this for Kai the other day because he loves the Sour Patch Kids candy, right?
Yeah.
And I took it home and I'm like, Kai, I always go in and I'm like, I have a surprise for you, buddy. I got you some different stuff. And I showed him this and he went, ugh. And I'm like, do you want to try it? And the box is still full. We've had this for over a week.
Mm.
I posted this on my Instagram story, right? And I did the whole, you know, vote in the poll. About, I don't know, something like 80% of people thought it sounded disgusting.
It's just weird for me to have sour with cereal. I don't know.
But do you like it? You think it'd be better in milk?
Or would the milk ruin it? I think it would be better as the candy.
Okay. I'm going to eat a bite here because I haven't had any since the first day. I remember thinking it was okay.
I cannot believe you're chewing on the mic. It's not normal for you.
It tastes kind of like Fruit Loops.
It's like sour milk Fruit Loops.
But I like them. Hmm. I don't have any milk here. Get some water.
Mm-mm.
Can't we just wet them a little bit?
That's gross.
I really think it's the same thing.
No.
It's just the dampness.
No, it's not the same thing at all.
I think it is. Mm-mm. I think you just have been told your whole life it has to be milk. I think any wetness that you put in there would be fine.
What about coffee?
Well, coffee mm-hmm. might not be as good.
Well, coffee's wet.
That's it can't be coffee or a soda. It can be milk or water. Let me get you a bowl of water and then dip this in there.
No, I'm not doing that.
Let's see if the flavor carries over. We posted on our Facebook page and our social medias about your favorite cereal.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite? Let's say you're stuck somewhere and you can only have one cereal for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
Like you cannot have two options. There is only one cereal. What cereal would you choose? It's up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you could only have one cereal for the rest of your life, what would it be? That's up on social media. On Twitter, you can tweet me, Brandon, on KFIN. Sam says Apple Jacks. Arthur says Captain Crunch, please for me. Christian Jacobs, an old wrestling buddy of mine, says healthy Cheerios, not so healthy Apple Jacks. We have Marty Mark Ayer says C-3POs. Breezy says Fruit Loops. Dustin Five Star, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Rooster says, me and the captain can make it happen. So those are up on Twitter. Again, you can tweet me, Brandon, on KFIN.
Did you ever tell me your favorite cereal?
I really think it's probably Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I was going to either say that or Lucky Charms.
But see, the thing about the Lucky Charms, the marshmallows are amazing.
If they had extra marshmallows.
Yeah, because the actual cereal part's not so great. If they could do those where the cereal tasted like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but there were marshmallows in there, it would
yeah.
be amazing.
My brother, as an adult, took all of the marshmallows out of Lucky Charms and then ate a bowl of marshmallows with milk.
That's basically what Kai does.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you'll have a whole box of cereal of the other stuff.
Just like, the grainy stuff.
Yeah.
No one just wants that.
As a kid, you'll think this is crazy. My favorite cereal as a kid was Frosted Mini Wheats.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was sweet on one side and then weedy on the other. I don't know.
Sweet and weedy.
Sweet and weedy. Wasn't Weedy the name of
Wheaties.
The lady on the Jeffersons?
That was Weasel.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Maya Garrett says Cinnamon Toast Crunch. People are saying that so much, it makes me want to go have some right now.
It's because you get two snacks in one. Because when you're finished with the cinnamon toast and you have some milk left, you have cinnamon milk and then you drink it.
Mm-mm.
I know, we've talked about it. You don't drink your milk.
No, that's disgusting. I hate seeing people do that, too. To me, it's like rude to see people tilt up a bowl. A bowl's not supposed to be...
I'm not going to go do it at a restaurant, tilt up my bowl and drink my milk. But if I'm at home, sitting on my couch watching TV, and I have some cinnamon milk, I'm going to drink it.
I'd be disgusted by that. We would break
up.
I'm
going to bring up cinnamon stuff tomorrow and drink it. just to do it.
Just to disgust me. No, so today's National Cereal Day. Lots of different responses on your favorite cereal. But, like, you know, it makes me want to go home and
eat some cereal. Yeah.
So, Kelly was saying, and she said this offhandedly yesterday. I'm trying to get more information out of her today that she wishes she could wipe people's brains.
Okay, well,
like from a movie. What movie was it?
It was Men in Black, and in Men in Black, they have that little light, and basically, the people that see the aliens that they don't need to know about, they'll tell them a story on what actually happened. Hey, it wasn't aliens; it was this something else happened, and then they'd flash this light, and they forget all of their memories up until that point from that spot.
Right.
Right.
So everything prior to that.
Not everything, just that moment, that window of time.
So why would you want to do this?
How cool would it be if we could, and I think some people probably already do this, and they probably get in more trouble than me, but if you could say anything to anyone that you wanted to say, but you could, when it was over, you could erase it.
So wait, you have things you want to say just to get them off your chest.
Don't we all? Like if you're behind somebody and they're in the left-hand lane and they won't get over to the other lane and they're going really slow.
Right.
I have some things I would like to say to them.
And you would like to be able to say it and then clear their brain.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's weird.
And like to my kids, like, hey, go clean up your room. Stuff that I'm...
No, Mom, I'll do it in a minute.
And then whatever I'd want to say back.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Because we do have to refrain. As adults, we have to refrain.
Well, and if you own a business or you have a job or whatever, you have to refrain. So I'm just thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we had a national day of no refraining? And then we could get those little Men in Black sticks, lights, and we could just say what we needed to say, as John Mayer would say.
Yeah.
And then you would hit the light and then they would erase it and you'd feel so much better because you got it off your chest and you said it.
I like it.
But they wouldn't have the memory of what you said.
I've actually invented one of those. I want you to try it on somebody. The next person to walk into the room.
Okay.
I want you to say whatever you think and then I'll wipe their brain.
Okay, let's do it. Ooh, I wonder who it's going
to
be.
But what it could be, and I want it to be brutal.
Well, then let me just tell you what I would say to you.
I'm afraid it would bother me. Would you wipe my brain?
No, I'd have to. You wouldn't make it.
I don't think I would.
You wouldn't.
Like if people were, well, no, we can't play this game. I don't want
to
play the game.
Yeah, there's certain people you wouldn't be able to play it with. But you'd swipe their brain, so it wouldn't matter. They could get upset, but then you'd swipe their brain and it would be like nothing happened.
You need to go on Shark Tank. First of all, I guess you have to figure out
how
you would
develop
it. I'm
just going to need the scientific, I don't know, game plan.
Can we get a doctor
for
on
my
the phone?
Light?
Do we have a doctor we can call?
For my memory, the light that's going to make your memories go away. Not all your memories, just the ones of what I said.
And for some reason, I think there are people all over going, you know what? She has just nailed it.
Yeah.
I agree with Kelly Perry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Overcast. Mm-hmm. Cold, but we're looking forward to warmer temperatures.
Yeah.
You know, daylight savings time is this week too, this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So we spring forward. That means for all of us who have been able to have our kids inside by about 5:30, they're now going to want to stay out until 8:30.
Yeah, or 9 because it's still light.
And it's weird how that 1 hour and the way the earth moves, it shifts it to where you have so much more daylight at the end of the day. But that's coming up this weekend.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Alex Trebek. So he has hosted Jeopardy for 35 years now. He's 78 years old. And he just posted a video message yesterday sharing the news that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And he begins by telling everybody he wants to keep everybody, I guess, he wants to be honest with everyone because he doesn't want anyone to come out and say, hey, these are the facts. When they're not. So he wanted to tell everybody himself. It's a real sweet message. And in the message, he admits that normally the prognosis for pancreatic cancer is not very encouraging.
Right.
And there's a low survival rate. But he's going to fight it and he's going to keep working.
So when you go and you watch the video on the blog today, the BBITM blog, you're going to see like the strength of Alex Trebek.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the one thing I noticed in watching it. Like he just had this, I don't know, this poise. And here's a guy who was just told he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Well, and he jokes at the end saying, hey, I'm going to be here for another 3 or 4 years because that's what my contract says.
Right.
So anyway, again, it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Gotcha Gossip on Taylor Swift. There's a cool article out on Taylor Swift in the new issue of Elle Magazine. And in Elle Magazine, she talks about 30 things that we might not have known about Taylor Swift. One of the things that she says is that at one point she was not using eyeliner. She was using a Sharpie.
That would have stayed on for a week.
And that was the whole idea behind it. She says she doesn't recommend that. She also talks about after the incidents at concerts in Manchester and Las Vegas, how she was terrified to tour.
Yeah.
She was terrified for her security. She talked about, you know, for whatever reason, blogs and magazines show pictures of celebrities' homes and people can find their addresses and people are outside of their homes. And she said that really terrified her as well. And she also revealed that her mother, Andrea, is once again battling cancer. Hmm. So again, it's Taylor Swift featured in the new issue of Elle magazine.
Gotcha gossip on Lady Gaga. So it seems like no one is going to be happy until Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper are together as a couple. But sources say that Bradley is ready to move on from A Star Is Born, all the hype, and the award season's over. So he's kind of like, let's go on to the next thing. But apparently Lady Gaga is having a harder time letting go because she says she feels things really deeply. So no one's saying that this is like a physical thing, but who knows? She did break up with her fiance during the whole Star Is Born, you know, stuff. But just so you know, Bradley is still happily with his longtime girlfriend, Irina. And friends say that she's not worried because it's a non-issue.
Okay. I want you to look into the eyes of Lady Gaga just for a moment.
Okay.
Do you think, maybe not from his perspective, do you think from her perspective there's something there?
There's a chance.
Because girls get emotionally attached.
It's Bradley Cooper.
In a different way. Yeah. You find him attractive?
Yeah.
Do you find him more attractive in A Star Is Born or less? Yeah, because he had the long hair and the long beard and all that.
It's just Bradley Cooper. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. How about this? Let's sing again.
I'm of the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
So I walk around singing this song. My wife finally told me yesterday at lunch, she said, you've made me not like this song.
Oh, ouch.
That was kind of brutal, right? But of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's Throwback Thursday, and Kelly and I have both posted throwbacks, both that could be, I don't know, a topic today. They could be a little bit embarrassing. Kelly has has stuffed her pants.
You don't even know what to say about mine.
Because she actually thought that maybe it wasn't appropriate to post. And me being the great friend convinced her it was.
Yeah, I'm was probably, fine. My husband's going to be like, what are you doing?
It's a long time
why?
Ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
It's a really long time ago.
Was it over 20 years ago?
It was in 95.
24 years ago. Yeah, so here, the statute of limitations is gone. You can't get in trouble for what you posted.
Well, that's probably the worst picture I've ever taken. Don't look at me like that.
It's up right now on Kelly's. Why are you laughing? It's on Kelly's social media. How can they find you? Instagram, Twitter.
Kelly on KFIN on everything except for Facebook, Kelly Brooke Perry.
So on Facebook, mine's Brandon Baxter on the radio. Everything else, Brandon on KFIN. Mine is a photo from a wrestling magazine. If you see the cover of the magazine, there is The Rock. There's Hulk Hogan. There's Triple H. There's Ric Flair. On the inside of the magazine, there I am. I'm featured in the middle of the magazine, myself and my tag team partner, Nicole Bass. If you've never seen Nicole Bass from old school WWE or the Howard Stern show, you might want to check it out because I think one of the reasons they paired us together is because she was a lot bigger than me. Her muscles were a lot bigger.
Yeah, it was opposite ends of the spectrum.
So it's up, Brandon, on KFIN. On my social media.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, it's crazy. I saw this article about the amount of stuff people like the FDA allow in our food. And we've all heard of these stats, like microscopic amounts of certain things can be in our food and the FDA will still approve it and say it's healthy to eat because the fragments or whatever could be microscopic. Okay.
Okay.
But I was going through this list of stuff and you're like, we have no idea what we eat. We really don't. You know, because we see it, but if we don't have a microscope, we can't see what's true.
No, I'm going to want to buy a microscope.
You're going to examine every piece of food you have?
Well, what are you about to say?
I'm just going
to
give you some of these, okay. Right? They say that according to the FDA, there is a certain amount of beetle legs that can be in canned and frozen asparagus.
Well, that's great.
They say 10% by count of spares or pieces. They say there can be bugs in apple butter. We're talking about wings and things like that. And there's like, again, it's like an average of 5 or more in 100 grams of apple butter. So, you know, it's like small amounts, but it's still, when you think about it kind of gives you the, ugh. There could be mites in your frozen broccoli, rodent hairs in your cinnamon. They say that you can have Mammalia excreta in your ginger, which is not your gender. That's different. There can be mildew in your canned greens. There can be insect fragments in your macaroni.
Oh, my goodness.
There can be mold in your apricot, peach, and pear nectars. There can be mold and worms in frozen peaches and canned peaches. There can be sand in your raisins. There can be larvae in canned and frozen spinach. And again, it's such a small amount.
You know what? That's all I need, though, is a small amount to make me not want to.
We would never eat anywhere if
we ever knew.
We would probably never even cook food at home
if we knew that. Things they're keeping from us.
Well, the FDA does have to do a little bit of research. Like, here's what's happened today. It's National Cereal Day, and I have put my hand in this box of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has put her hand in this box of cereal. My son has put his hand in this box of cereal. Kelly has now put her hand in this box of cereal.
There's no telling.
Do you think you would eat this cereal again?
Nope.
Try it right now.
No, I already did try it and I didn't like it.
So today's National Cereal Day. That's up on our social media as well. What do you think is the most recurring thing you're seeing on there?
There's a lot of Lucky Charms. There's a lot of Golden Grahams. There's a lot of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate National Cereal Day with an extra bowl for us.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you guys happen to watch American Idol last night? See any of it?
No, we haven't started yet. I know it was on last night. We plan on probably catching it on the video on demand.
Yeah, so I ended up watching a little bit of it last night, and there was a 15-year-old boy on there. His name's Ethan Payne, and he was born with cystic fibrosis. So he comes up, really cute kid, has his guitar, and he starts talking to them. Well, I think he had met Luke before somewhere where Luke is from. But anyway, long story short, Luke ends up getting up with him and they do a duet with their guitars into one of Luke's songs.
Yeah.
Here's what it sounds like.
Let's hear this.
Baby, when we becoming, it feels just like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day.
That's sweet.
Ah, I can lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. It seems like you could care less either way.
Luke looks so happy with him, too.
What happened to that girl I used to know?
That's cool.
I just want us back to the way we were before.
I'm nervous.
Do I turn you on and on and kiss you, baby? Does the side of me wanting you drive me crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Tell me, do I
care? That's really sweet.
And afterwards, they interviewed him, and he was like, this has been the greatest day of my life. And, of course, it showed his mom. She was crying. I mean, I was just like, wow. But we'll put it up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So a big congratulations goes out to Jason Aldean. He is going to be honored at the 2019 ACM Awards. He's going to be named the ACM Dick Clark Artist of the Decade, okay? Mm-hmm. Other people who have won this, Loretta Lynn won this in the 70s, Alabama in the 80s, Garth in the 90s, George Strait in the 2000s, and here we go with Jason Aldean in 2019. Congratulations to him. The ACM Awards take place in Las Vegas on April the 7th.
So there's a new song out by Florida Georgia Line, and it's called Swerve. And there's a lot of mixed reviews on it. And it's basically, you know how every once in a while we'll have a song that divides people. So one of the ones that I'm thinking of, I have one child that loves it. The other two hate it. It's Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo Cup.
Ho!
I fill you up.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. I love you.
Like, that's a fun, like, not every day song.
Well, right, it's fun and silly, whatever. Well, Florida Georgia Line, like I says, has a song out called Swerve. Now, this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, making me swerve. Hey, girl, what's your name? You must get it from your mama. Does your daddy let you date with all them curves? Hold on, yeah, where you learn to dance. Yeah, I'm gonna two-step up to you with that booty.
All right.
So there's a lot of posts from haters that aren't really digging the song.
But the song's up. People can judge for themselves, right?
Yeah. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Also, a shout out to Lindsay L. Lindsay L is, she was in the song Criminal, her own song. She's also in the new Brantley Gilbert song. She's also talking about how she had a cancer scare. She went in for a regular checkup, a routine checkup. She thought she was healthy. She works out every day, eats clean, all this different stuff. And they told her there was something that didn't look right. They wanted to take care of it. It was not cancer, but they wanted to stop it just in case. She did a vlog about this to kind of let people know how important it is to go out of your way to have your regular checkups. Here's what Lindsay had to say about it.
I made this vlog purely for the incentive to try to encourage you guys to go to the doctor. I mean, even if your body feels fine and you think you are healthy, you never know what's really going on. And just getting an annual checkup could be the difference to saving your life.
Wow. That's pretty strong, though. That's up on the BBITM blog this morning as well at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what is on TV tonight?
Well, we have Superstore is on tonight, Station 19, the second season premiere of For the People, and tonight's schedule also includes Gotham, Supernatural, Grey's Anatomy, Legacies, The Orville, and SWAT.
Also, don't forget our social media has our Throwback Thursday photos today.
I would like for you to forget and not go check out my photo on Instagram.
That's a great way to get people to go look at it, right? So Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat, mine is Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
And you can also listen to the full show later today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast.
All you have to do is search Brandon Baxter in the Morning anywhere you get your podcasts.